Learn to depend on yourself, because the day you stop waiting for others is the day your real life begins. Most people don't fail because they lack talent or opportunity. They fail because they wait too long for someone to give them approval, support, or encouragement. Think about it. How many times have you held back on an idea, delayed a decision, or quit too early because no one was there to push you? Depending on yourself means you no longer wait. It means you build habits that keep you strong when nobody notices. It means you trust your own choices even when fear is loud, and it means you prove your worth through actions, not words. This audiobook is not about theory, it's about you learning how to carry yourself through struggle, stay consistent when it's boring, and create results that give you real confidence. This is where your independence truly starts. Chapter 1. Stop waiting for someone to push you into action. Most people spend their lives waiting for the right moment, waiting for someone to encourage them, waiting for someone to say you can do it. They sit on the sidelines hoping that somebody will light the fire for them. But here's the truth. If you wait for someone else to push you, you may spend your entire life waiting. The reason is simple. No one can live your life for you. No one can carry your responsibilities, and no one can walk in your shoes. If you want change, if you want progress, if you want results, it must start with you deciding to act. Think about how many opportunities are lost because of hesitation. How many times have you had the thought to start something, learn a skill, fix your health, make a call, begin a project, yet you hesitated, telling yourself that maybe later would be better. Maybe you needed more motivation. Maybe you were waiting for your family to support you, or for a friend to remind you, or for a sign that the time is right. But while you were waiting, the days kept passing. That's how people lose years of their life. They keep waiting for a push that never comes. The first step toward real independence is taking action without permission. When you depend on someone to encourage you, you give them power over your life. Think about it. If you only move when someone claps for you, what happens when there is silence? You stop. And that's the danger. Silence will come. People are busy with their own struggles. Even those who love you cannot push you every day. If you want to move forward, you need to be the one who gets up without being told. Now, how do you do this in real life? The key is to create small but powerful acts of self-direction. Start by asking yourself a simple question every morning. What action will I take today that I will not wait for someone else to remind me about? It could be exercising. It could be reading a few pages of a book. It could be reaching out to a client. It could be cleaning up your space. The size of the action is not as important as the fact that it is chosen and completed by you, without anyone pushing you. Every time you do this, you strengthen your ability to depend on yourself. Think of a person who wakes up in the morning and waits for motivation before starting the day. Compare them to someone who wakes up, feels tired like everyone else, but stands up, washes their face, and begins their routine. One is waiting to be pushed, the other is pushing themselves. Who do you think will get further? Life rewards the second person, not because they are smarter, not because they are luckier, but because they acted without waiting. Self-respect comes from keeping your own promises. If you say to yourself, "I will do it," and then you don't, your mind learns that your words are empty. But if you say, "I will do it," and you act, you begin to build trust with yourself. That trust is more powerful than applause from others. When you trust yourself, you no longer need constant reminders or encouragement. You know that you will act because you said so. That's where true strength begins. I have met people who tell me, "I'm waiting for the right time to start my dream." The right time. The right time is now. Waiting for the perfect condition is another way of waiting for someone else to push you. Conditions will never be perfect. The economy might not be right. Your family might not understand. Your friends might not encourage you. And if you wait for all of them to line up, you will be stuck for the rest of your life. The truth is, Those who succeed are the ones who take action, even when conditions are not perfect. They don't wait, they move. Look back at your own life. Think of moments where you were waiting, waiting for a call, waiting for permission, waiting for support. How much energy did you lose in that waiting? How many times did you feel frustrated because no one seemed to care enough to push you? Now imagine if you had just acted. Where would you be today if you had stopped waiting 5 years ago? That picture should wake you up, because today is another chance. Today is the day to stop waiting and start moving. One of the best ways to practice this is to become your own coach. Seek to yourself with strength, not excuses, not weakness. Tell yourself directly, it's time to do it. Write down your goals where you can see them every day. When you feel yourself hesitating, read them. Don't wait for someone else to remind you. Remind yourself. That inner voice will grow louder with practice, and it will become your greatest source of motivation. Now I know that fear is often the reason people wait. Fear of failure, fear of judgment, fear of making the wrong move. But remember this, fear does not disappear by wait. Fear grows stronger when you wait. The longer you hesitate, the harder it becomes to move. Action is the only thing that shrinks fear. The moment you take the first step, fear begins to lose its hold. You realize that most of what you worried about was not real. And even if you fail, you discover that failure is not the end. It's a teacher. It shows you what to do differently next time. That's growth. That's progress. Imagine a young person starting their career. They sit around waiting for a mentor to notice them, waiting for the boss to give them a chance. Another person in the same company decides to take initiative, learning new skills on their own, offering to help, starting projects, even if they are small. Which one do you think will succeed faster? The one who acts without being pushed. Life is clear about this. Initiative wins, waiting loses. Another truth you need to understand is that time is not waiting for you. Every day you sit back waiting for someone to push you, you are falling behind. The world keeps moving. Opportunities keep passing. People who act move forward, and those who wait stay where they are. If you want to change your future, you must take control of your present. Stop waiting for permission. Stop waiting for approval. Stop waiting for motivation. Stand up and move now. You may say, it's hard to push myself. Of course it's hard, but that's the point. Anything worth having is difficult. If you cannot push yourself to do the small things, how will you ever do the big thing? The person who cannot wake up early on their own will not suddenly become disciplined. In a crisis, start small. Train yourself to follow through on simple actions without anyone reminding you. That training will make you stronger for the bigger battles. Here is a challenge for you. For the next 7 days, choose one thing each day that you will do entirely on your own initiative. Do not tell anyone about it. Do not wait for encouragement. Do it because you decided it. At the end of those 7 days, you will feel something powerful. You will feel in control. That feeling is the foundation of self-dependence. Once you taste it, you will never want to go back to waiting. The difference between people who achieve and people who don't is not talent. It's not intelligence. It's not luck. It's this simple fact. Achievers act without needing to be pushed. They see what needs to be done, and they do it. Others see the same thing, but hesitate, waiting for a sign. By the time they move, the chance is gone. Which group do you want to be in? That choice is made every single day by your actions. So I say to you, stop waiting. Stop hoping that someone will give you the drive. Stop depending on applause or recognition to start moving. Start today. Act today. If you can do that, if you can push yourself without waiting for someone to push you, then you will discover strength you didn't know you had. You will realize that you are capable of more than you imagined, and that realization will change everything. You want freedom? You want respect? You want progress? Then it starts with this decision. I will no longer wait for someone else to move me. I will move myself. Because the truth is, no one is coming to save you. The one who must save you is you. The one who must build your future is you. The one who must get up and act is you. And once you accept that, you will never wait again. That's how you learn to depend on yourself. That's how you begin to live a life of strength, discipline, and real progress. That's how you stop waiting for someone to push you into action and start pushing yourself into the life you deserve. Chapter 2. Trust your own judgment, even when fear is loud. Most people never move forward in life because they doubt their own judgment. They hesitate, they question themselves, and they let fear speak louder than their own voice. Fear has a way of controlling decisions. It tells you that you are not ready, that you might make a mistake, that people will laugh if you fail. But fear is not truth. Fear is only noise, and if you let it control you, you will never learn to depend on yourself. The ability to trust your own judgment is what separates those who grow from those who stay stuck. Every day you are faced with decisions. Some are small, like what to do with your free hour. Others are life-changing, like which path to take in your career. In both cases, fear tries to interfere. It whispers in your ear, making you second-guess. And if you listen to it long enough, you freeze. The opportunity passes, and all you are left with is regret. Learning to depend on yourself means you must practice listening to your own reasoning, your own values, your own clarity, even when fear makes you feel uncertain. The question is, how do you do this? How do you build the strength to follow your own judgments? It begins with knowing that no one else can live with the results of your choices, but you. Think about that. If you listen to others instead of yourself and things go wrong, you are the one who pays the price. You are the one who wakes up with disappointment. You are the one who carries the burden. If you listen to yourself and it goes wrong, you may feel the sting, but you gain something powerful. You learn. You build wisdom. You understand what to change. Either way, you grow stronger. But if you live your life by everyone else's opinions, you lose yourself completely. Trusting your own judgment does not mean you ignore advice. It means you weigh advice against your own values. It means you listen, but you make the final call. It means you stop searching for endless approval before moving forward. Most people are not short on advice, but they are short on courage. They gather opinions, they talk to people, they read, they think, but when it comes time to act, fear becomes louder than their own conviction. That is why they never move. The winners in life are those who hear the fear and still act on their own judgment. Imagine standing in front of two doors, one leads to growth, the other to regret. Fear is standing by both doors, telling you not to open either one. If you listen to fear, you remain standing still. Nothing changes. But if you trust your judgment, you open a door and walk through. You might not know exactly what waits on the other side, but you will move, and in that movement, you discover strength. The people who trust themselves may not always get it right the first time, but they always grow. The people who do not trust themselves never even start. Fear often comes with physical feelings. Your heart races, your palms sweat, your stomach tightens. It feels like danger, but in most cases the danger is not real. It is only your mind reacting to uncertainty. If you mistake that feeling for truth, you will never act. One of the best skills you can build is to recognize fear for what it is. A signal that you are about to step into something important. Instead of letting it stop you, learn to see it as proof that the decision matters. Then use your judgment to guide you forward. You may wonder, what if I make the wrong choice? The truth is, everyone makes wrong choices sometimes. But here is the difference. Those who trust themselves gain experience and insight from mistakes. They adjust and keep moving. Those who never trust themselves remain frozen in place, avoiding mistakes but also avoiding growth. Which life do you want? A life of endless hesitation, or a life of action where you gain wisdom with every step? There will always be people who doubt you. They will say you are not capable, that you should wait, that you should not risk it. Sometimes those voices will come from people you care about, but if you let their voices become louder than your own, you will always be living someone else's life. Trusting your judgment means saying, "I hear you, but I choose my own way." That decision takes courage, but it also builds strength that no one can take from you. One way to build trust in your judgment is to start with small choices and follow through. Choose to wake up earlier. Choose to save a small amount of money. Choose to spend time on something productive instead of wasting. Each time you make a decision and follow through, you prove to yourself that your judgment is reliable. This self-proof grows into confidence, and confidence is the foundation of independence. If you cannot trust yourself with small choices, how can you trust yourself with big ones? Train yourself daily with the small ones, and soon the big ones will no longer paralyze you. Think about how powerful it feels when you follow your judgment and succeed. You feel proud, you feel capable, you feel in control. That feeling is not given to you by others, it is created by your own courage. On the other hand, think about how weak you feel when you ignore your judgment, when you know deep inside what the right action was, but you didn't take it because fear stopped you. That emptiness stays with you. It makes you smaller each time. Which feeling do you want to build your life on? That choice is always in your hands. Trust also grows by reflecting on your past decisions. Look back at times when you followed your own thinking, and it led to something good. Remember those moments. They are proof that you can rely on yourself. Look back at times you ignored your own voice and felt regret. Remember those too. They are lessons, reminders that your inner voice was there all along. Use both as fuel. Let them remind you that your judgment is not your enemy. It is your guide. Another obstacle is the desire for perfection. Many people never act because they want to be certain before making a move. They want zero risk, zero doubt. That certainty never comes. Life is uncertain. Waiting for perfection is another form of fear. You must accept that uncertainty is part of every decision. Trusting your judgment means saying, "I may not know everything, but I know enough to take the next step." That step is what creates momentum. Without it, nothing changes. Dependence on yourself is built one decision at a time. Every time you listen to fear instead of yourself, you weaken. Every time you listen to yourself instead of fear, you grow. Think about a muscle. It grows stronger with use. Your judgment is the same. Each time you trust it, you make it stronger. Each time you ignore it, you make it weaker. The choice is always yours. People often ask, "How do I silence fear?" You don't. Fear will always be there. The goal is not to silence it, but to make your own voice louder. The way to do that is through consistent practice. Each day, when fear shows up, notice it, then choose your own judgment anyway. Over time, you will stop seeing fear as an obstacle. You will see it as background noise, something that is there but no longer in control. You deserve to live a life where you are the one steering the direction. Not fear, not doubt, not the opinions of others. You deserve to know the power of making a choice and standing by it. That is what it means to depend on yourself. It is not about arrogance. It is not about ignoring wisdom. It is about having the courage to trust your own reasoning, even when the noise of fear is loud. So ask yourself today, where have you been ignoring your own judgment? What decision have you been delaying because fear is shouting at you? Choose one of them and act. Not tomorrow. Not when you feel ready. Act now. Trust yourself enough to take that step. You may feel nervous, but that is only proof that the choice matters. And when you take it, you will discover that you are stronger than the fear ever suggested. The people who build great lives are not the ones without fear. They are the ones who trust themselves, despite fear. They move forward with clarity. They learn along the way. And with each step, they grow more confident, more capable, more independent. That can be you. If you decide today to trust your judgment, even when fear is loud. That is how you learn to depend on yourself. That is how you build a life where you are not controlled by hesitation, but guided by your own strength. That is how you stop being a prisoner of fear and start being the author of your own future. Chapter 3. Stand up for yourself when no one defends you. There will come times in life when you look around and realize no one is standing up for you. No one is defending your choices. No one is protecting your reputation. No one is fighting for your worth. In those moments, you will discover whether you have built the strength to depend on yourself. It's easy to feel confident when you have a crowd supporting you, but real strength shows itself when the crowd is silent, when the voices around you doubt you, when even those closest to you don't understand. That's when you must stand tall and defend yourself. Standing up for yourself begins with recognizing your own value. Too many people stay quiet when they should speak up, not because they don't know the truth, but because they don't want to be judged or rejected. They want approval more than they want respect, and so they let others walk over them. They let unfair treatment pass, they let their voice remain silent. But each time you do that, you weaken your own spirit. Each time you stay quiet when you should defend yourself, you send yourself a message, "I am not worth protecting." Over time, that message destroys confidence. The reality is this: if you don't defend yourself, you teach others that they can treat you any way they like. People take cues from how you present yourself. If you show that you will not speak up, they assume they can disrespect you without consequence. On the other hand, when you stand up calmly, firmly, and clearly, you send a message, "I know my worth, and I won't let it be ignored." That is not arrogance, that is self-respect. You might be thinking, "But what if standing up for myself upsets people?" It might, but you cannot live your life avoiding every conflict. If you avoid defending yourself, you sacrifice your dignity just to keep people comfortable. That is a bad trend. Respect is worth more than temporary approval. You don't have to fight with anger, you don't have to shout, but you do have to be clear. Say what is true, stand by it, and hold your ground. Another part of standing up for yourself is knowing what you believe in. If you are not clear about your values, you will hesitate when tested. Take the time to decide what matters to you, your principles, your boundaries, your non-negotiables. When someone crosses those lines, you will know it immediately, and you will know it is your job to speak up. If you are vague about your values, you will always second-guess yourself, and that hesitation will keep you silent. Think of times in your life when you felt wronged, but said nothing. Maybe someone dismissed your ideas at work, maybe someone insulted you, maybe someone treated you unfairly. Remember how that felt inside, tightness in your chest, frustration, anger you couldn't express. That feeling is your spirit, telling you that you betrayed yourself by staying silent. Now think of a time when you did speak up, when you defended your position or stood your ground. Even if the situation was difficult, even if people didn't agree, you walked away stronger. That strength lasts. That is what you need to build. No one else can do this for you. Waiting for someone to defend you is another way of giving up your power. People may support you sometimes, but they will not always be there, and even when they are, they cannot express your truth as strongly as you can. Your voice carries a weight no one else's can carry, because it is yours. You must practice using it. Now, how do you stand up for yourself in real life? First, you must learn to stay calm. Anger can make you lose control, and when you lose control, your message loses its power. Calm strength is more effective than rage. Speak clearly, keep your tone steady, and don't back down. Second, be specific. If someone crosses a boundary, name it directly. Don't water it down, don't soften it to please them. State what is not acceptable, and what you expect moving forward. Third, follow through. If you stand up with words but allow the same behavior again, your words lose meaning. People believe consistent actions more than speeches. Sometimes standing up for yourself means walking away. Not every battle needs to be fought face to face. If someone consistently disrespects you, you may decide that your best defense is to remove yourself from their influence. That is still standing up for yourself, because you are protecting your environment. Self-respect is not only about what you say, it is also about what you tolerate. And the truth is, you deserve to live in an environment where you are respected. Standing up for yourself also builds inner strength for the future. The more you do it, the easier it becomes. At first it may feel uncomfortable, your voice may shake, your body may tense, your heart may pound. But over time, you realize that you will survive it. You will realize that people respect those who respect themselves. And you will realize that your life feels lighter when you are not carrying unspoken frustrations. There will also be times when people you thought would defend you remain silent. Friends, family, colleagues, they may disappoint you. This can hurt deeply. But remember, their silence does not define your value. Their silence is their choice, not proof that you don't matter. In those moments, your choice matters more than ever. Will you defend yourself, or will you accept being treated as if you are less? This decision will shape your confidence for years to come. Self-dependence is not just about making decisions, it is also about protecting your identity. If you let others define you, control you, or diminish you, you lose the foundation of independence. You cannot rely on yourself if you do not respect yourself. And respect is earned by how you treat yourself in difficult situations. Stand tall, speak firmly, act with clarity. These are the tools of self-defense. The truth is, life will test you again and again. People will misunderstand you, criticize you, even try to take advantage of you. That will never change. What can change is your response. You can choose to remain silent and small, or you can choose to rise and defend your worth. Each time you rise, you become stronger. Each time you defend yourself, you depend on yourself a little more. Here's a practical way to strengthen this skill. Each time you feel someone has crossed your line, pause for a moment and ask yourself, if I stay silent, will I feel regret later? If the answer is yes, then speak. Don't worry about the perfect words. Worry about the truth. Say what is real. The more you practice this, the more natural it becomes. Over time, people will begin to notice the difference. They will know that you are not a person to be pushed around. They will know that if they cross you, you will respond. That reputation will protect you, even when you don't realize it. But it starts with you. It starts with that first act of courage, when you decide, I will not wait for someone else to defend me. I will defend myself. And remember this, standing up for yourself is not only about how others treat you. It is also about how you treat your own dream. When no one supports your goals, when no one believes in your vision, will you defend it? Will you continue to work for it even when others doubt you? That is another form of self-defense. Protect your vision as strongly as you protect your dignity. If you don't, it will die under the weight of outside opinions. So take this to heart. Your life is too valuable to be lived in silence. Your dignity is too important to be surrendered for approval. Your future is too precious to be shaped by those who do not respect you. From this day forward, commit to standing up for yourself, not with anger, not with arrogance, but with calm, firm, unshakable self-respect. When you live this way, you stop depending on others to validate you. You stop waiting for someone to step in. You realize that you are strong enough, capable enough, and worthy enough to protect yourself. And that realization changes everything. Because once you know how to stand up for yourself, when no one else does, you will never feel powerless again. That is the power of self-dependence. That is the strength of a life lived with dignity. And that is how you build the kind of character that cannot be broken, because you are no longer waiting for others to defend you. You have learned to do it yourself. Chapter 4. Create stability by doing the hard work alone. Stability is something every person craves, yet so few ever experience it. Most people chase quick results, fast comfort and easy ways out. But the truth is, stability is built through consistent hard work, often done when no one is watching and no one is helping. It is easy to show up when you have a crowd behind you. It is easy to stay disciplined when others are pushing you, but real stability comes when you decide to take the weight of responsibility on your own shoulders and carry it through. No excuses, no waiting, no shortcuts. Just the willingness to put in the hard work, even if you have to do it completely alone. Think about the areas of your life where you want stability: your finances, your health, your relationships, your career. None of these areas become stable through chance. They become stable because someone decided to do the difficult things day after day without needing applause. If you want financial stability, it means working hard, saving consistently, controlling your spending, and building skills that allow you to earn more. If you want health stability, it means eating with discipline, exercising even on days you don't feel like it, and refusing to take the easy path of laziness. If you want stable relationships, it means practicing patience, respect, and communication, even when it feels draining. Every form of stability demands effort, and that effort often feels lonely because it comes before the rewards. The problem is that many people are willing to work only when someone is motivating them. They go to the gym because their friend is waiting. They complete a project because their boss is watching. They manage their money because someone is advising them. But when those external forces disappear, they collapse. That is not stability. Stability is when you have trained yourself to keep going, whether anyone is there or not. When you can pick yourself up, structure your day, and keep moving through the difficult parts without waiting for outside reminders, you have created true independence. Hard work has an unglamorous side that most people avoid. It means early mornings when no one else is awake. It means long hours with no recognition. It means discipline that feels boring and repetitive. But that's exactly why it builds stability. Because when you can handle the grind, you become unshakable. You no longer need everything to be exciting. You no longer rely on perfect conditions. You learn how to keep your commitments, even when the emotions are gone. And that habit creates a foundation that nothing can take away from you. Doing the hard work alone also reveals who you really are. When no one is around, when the lights are off, when no one will praise you, that's when your true character shows. Will you still put in the hours? Will you still give your best? Or will you take the easy way out because no one will notice? The way you answer that question in private determines the kind of life you live in public. Those who work hard in silence are the ones who eventually shine with confidence. They know their strength comes from within, not from outside validation. One of the greatest benefits of learning to do the hard work alone is that you stop becoming dependent on circumstances. You don't need perfect motivation. You don't need perfect support. You don't need the ideal situation. You learn to move forward under any condition. That kind of stability is priceless. Because life is unpredictable, circumstances will change. People will disappoint you. Resources may be limited, but if you know how to grind alone, nothing can stop your progress. You may move slower at times, but you will never be at the mercy of others. It is important to realize that hard work does not mean chaotic work. To build stability, your effort must be consistent and structured. Anyone can work hard for a day. Anyone can be disciplined for a week. But stability comes from creating a rhythm that you keep repeating, even when the excitement fades. The stability of a house is not built in one day. It is built brick by brick, laid carefully, with patience. Your life is no different. Each day of hard work adds another layer of stability, and the longer you keep building, the stronger your foundation becomes. Some people avoid doing the hard work alone because they're afraid of failure. They want someone else around so they can share the blame if things go wrong. But that mindset only keeps you weak. Failure is not the enemy. In fact, failure is part of the process of building stability. Every time you fail, you learn how to do it better the next time. When you carry that lesson alone, it becomes your strength. If you depend on others to hold you up every time, you never learn how to stand strong by yourself. Ask yourself, what would your life look like if you decided to commit to the hard work without excuses, without waiting, without needing anyone else to cheer you on? Imagine how much progress you could make in 6 months, in 1 year, in 5 years. The results would be undeniable. You would no longer feel anxious about whether life will fall apart, because you know you have built a solid foundation with your own effort. That peace of mind is worth every hour of work. There is also something deeply empowering about knowing you can carry yourself. When you do the hard work alone, you develop trust in yourself. You no longer have to hope someone else will save you or support you. You know you are capable of creating results. That confidence carries into every area of your life. You speak differently, you walk differently, you think differently, because you know your stability does not depend on anyone else. This doesn't mean you should never accept help, but it does mean that your progress should not collapse when help is not available. Build yourself to the point where help is a bonus, not a necessity. That is the difference between dependence and independence. If you only move when you are carried, you will always be fragile. If you can move alone, you will always be strong. The truth is, people admire results, but they rarely see the lonely work behind them. They see the athlete on the podium, but not the hours in the empty gym. They see the entrepreneur succeed, but not the long nights of planning and sacrifice. They see the confident person, but not the years of self-discipline. But you will see it. You will know it, and that knowledge will make you stronger than anyone else's opinion. So start today. Choose one area of your life where you need stability. Write down the hard work that is required, and commit to doing it whether or not anyone is watching. Stop telling yourself that you need more motivation. Stop waiting for the perfect partner, the perfect mentor, the perfect support system. Begin now, with what you have, and build with your own hands. Each day you show up, you are proving to yourself that you can stand on your own. There will be days when it feels heavy, when you are tempted to quit. That is natural. But remind yourself of the truth. Stability is not built in comfort, it is built in persistence. You may feel tired, but the stability you are building is permanent. Every disciplined day adds strength to your future. Every completed task adds confidence to your mind. Every moment you push through alone adds independence to your character. In time, you will notice a change. You will no longer feel anxious about uncertainty, because you know you can depend on yourself. You will no longer fear being alone, because you know you can handle the work by yourself. You will no longer chase quick fixes, because you have tasted the power of stability. And once you have built that strength, no one can take it from you. That is the reward of doing the hard work alone. Not only do you create stability in your life, but you also create a version of yourself that cannot be shaken. You become the kind of person who knows that whatever happens, you have the discipline and the strength to keep going. And that, more than anything else, is what it means to truly depend on yourself. Chapter 5. Push yourself to stay honest when nobody is watching. Honesty is one of the most powerful traits a person can build, yet it is also one of the easiest to abandon when no one else is watching. When people know their actions are being seen, they naturally behave better, but the real test of character is what you choose to do in silence. It is easy to look disciplined when the crowd is clapping. It is easy to act righteous when eyes are on you. But who are you, when the doors are closed, when the room is empty, when nobody will know whether you stayed true or not? That is where self-dependence is truly measured. The danger of cutting corners when no one is watching is not the action itself, it is the message you send to yourself. Each time you give in to dishonesty or laziness in private, you tell yourself that your standards don't really matter. You train your mind to believe that your words mean little. Slowly, your self-respect erodes, and here's the truth. Once you stop respecting yourself, it becomes harder to stand tall in public. People can sense when someone does not fully trust their own integrity. Staying honest when no one is looking is not about pretending to be perfect. It's about refusing to betray your own principles. Think about simple things. Do you keep the promises you made to yourself? If you said you'd read, did you read? If you said you'd work out, did you actually go? If you said you'd manage your money wisely, did you keep to your plan or break it when no one was checking? These little private choices shape the foundation of your life. You cannot hide from yourself. You live with the consequences of your decisions every single day. Pushing yourself to be honest in solitude requires strength, because there is no immediate reward. No one will congratulate you for refusing to cheat on your goals. No one will notice that you stayed disciplined when you could have taken the easy way out. But you will notice, you will feel the quiet confidence of knowing that your character is intact. That confidence will carry into every other part of your life. People who are honest with themselves in private are the ones who radiate authenticity in public. Think about this. When you allow dishonesty in small things, it becomes easier to compromise in bigger things. If you skip the workout in silence, tomorrow you may skip a promise you made to someone else. If you lie to yourself about your habits, it becomes easier to lie to others about your results. But the reverse is also true. Each time you hold yourself accountable privately, you build strength to stay honest in larger situations. Integrity is like a muscle. It grows with repetition, and it weakens with neglect. Ask yourself this question. If a camera followed you through every private moment, would you be proud of what it showed? Would you be comfortable if the world saw how you use your time, how you treat your commitments, how you behave when there is no one to impress? If the answer is no, then you know where your work begins. True growth does not happen under the spotlight. It happens in the quiet decisions when no one else can see. One of the reasons people struggle with honesty in solitude is the temptation of shortcuts. When nobody is looking, shortcuts feel safe. You think it doesn't matter. No one will know. But every shortcut steals from your future. If you cut corners in your studies, the gap will show when real challenges come. If you cut corners in your work, the lack of skill will show when higher responsibility arrives. If you cut corners in your health, the damage will appear in time. Dishonesty never stays hidden. It always shows up later in the results. The key is to push yourself to stay honest, even in the smallest details. Did you commit to a bedtime? Keep it. Did you set a financial limit? Respect it. Did you plan to give your best at work? Deliver it, even if no one will check. These actions may feel invisible, but they shape your identity. Every honest act in solitude strengthens the part of you that can be relied upon. And that is the essence of self-dependence, becoming someone you can trust. There is another layer to this. When you are honest with yourself, you develop clarity. Many people lie to themselves about their situation. They tell themselves they are working hard when they are not. They tell themselves they are disciplined when their actions prove otherwise. They tell themselves they are doing their best when deep down they know they are holding back. This self-deception destroys growth. You cannot improve a weakness you refuse to admit. You cannot change a habit you keep excusing. Pushing yourself to be honest means confronting these truths without fear, because only when you face reality can you create progress. Imagine two individuals, one consistently cuts corners in silence, the other disciplines himself even when no one sees. Over time, the difference becomes enormous. The first person wonders why nothing ever changes, why opportunities never seem to come, why confidence is missing. The second person builds trust with himself, develops discipline, and naturally attracts respect. The difference was not talent or luck. The difference was honesty when no one else was around. If you want to build this strength, start practicing daily check-ins with yourself. At the end of each day, ask, did I keep my promises today? Did I do what I said I would do? Did I stay true to my values even when no one was watching? Be honest in your answers. If you failed, don't excuse it. Acknowledge it, and decide how you will do better tomorrow. This practice creates awareness, and awareness is the first step to lasting integrity. There is a freedom that comes from living honestly in private. You stop carrying the hidden weight of guilt. You stop fearing that someone will find out your secrets. You stop second-guessing your worth. Instead, you walk with certainty, because you know you are not pretending. You are not performing for others. You are consistent in public and in private. That alignment gives you peace of mind that no applause can replace. When you push yourself to stay honest, even in silence, you also inspire others more than you realize. People notice consistency, even if they don't see every detail. They can feel it in the way you speak, in the way you hold yourself, in the way you follow through. True leadership begins with private integrity. You cannot expect others to respect you if you do not respect yourself behind closed doors. This is not an easy path. There will be temptations, there will be excuses, there will be days you feel like cutting yourself some slack. But remember, the reward of honesty is not always immediate. It builds over time. It builds in your character. It builds in your results. It builds in your confidence. Each day, you choose honesty in silence. You are writing the story of a stronger future. So the challenge is clear. Do not lower your standards just because no one is checking. Do not betray your own principles just because you could get away with. Do not lie to yourself just to stay comfortable. Push yourself to stay honest. The effort may be invisible today, but the strength you build will show up tomorrow in ways you cannot yet imagine. When the world does not see you, you see. When the world does not judge you, your conscience judges you. When the world does not hold you accountable, you must hold yourself accountable. That is the definition of true self-dependence. And once you master it, you will never again doubt your own integrity, because you will know that your word is strong, your character is solid, and your foundation cannot be broken. That is the power of staying honest when nobody is watching. That is the discipline that separates those who talk about change from those who truly live it. That is the strength that builds a life of stability, respect, and unshakable confidence, because no matter who is or isn't looking, you will always know that you can depend on yourself. Chapter 6. Stay consistent when comfort tempts you to quit early. The biggest enemy of progress is not always failure. The real enemy is comfort. Comfort whispers that you've done enough, that you deserve a break, that tomorrow will be just as good a day to continue. Comfort convinces you to quit before you've built momentum, before you've achieved results, before you've proven to yourself what you're capable of. If you want to live a life of strength, you must learn to resist that voice. You must stay consistent when comfort tempts you to stop too early. Consistency is not glamorous. It is not exciting. It is repetitive, steady, and often feels ordinary. That's why so few people master it. They want excitement. They want instant results. They want recognition after only a few attempts. But success does not reward occasional effort. It rewards those who keep showing up even when it feels dull, even when no one notices, even when every part of them wants to stop. Comfort says, "Why keep going? You've already done more than most people." Consistency says, "I will continue until the work is complete." Think about the times you started something with excitement, but quit early. Maybe it was a fitness goal, maybe a project, maybe a new habit. At the beginning, you felt motivated, but the moment it became tiring or repetitive, you gave in to comfort. Later, you looked back and felt regret. Not because you lacked ability, but because you lacked consistency. This cycle repeats itself in many people's lives. They start strong, but they never finish. And the reason is simple. They confuse comfort with progress. The truth is, consistency demands discomfort. You will feel bored, you will feel tired, you will feel tempted to take it easy. That is the price of real change. The people who achieve stability and success are not those who avoid discomfort, but those who embrace it. They understand that the discomfort of discipline is temporary, but the pain of quitting early lasts much longer. Every time you push through temptation, you prove to yourself that you are stronger than your emotions. That proof builds confidence. To stay consistent, you must create a system that does not depend on how you feel in the moment. Feelings change, motivation rises and falls, but discipline is about acting, regardless of your mood. Set a clear schedule, decide what needs to be done, and commit to it no matter what. If you wait until you feel like it, comfort will always win. But if you set the rule that your actions are not negotiable, you train yourself to stay consistent regardless of temptation. Comfort often disguises itself as kindness. It tells you that you're protecting yourself from burnout, that you deserve rest, that you've earned enough for today. Sometimes this is true. Rest is necessary. But most of the time, this is just an excuse. There is a difference between rest and quitting. Rest is intentional recovery after consistent effort. Quitting is abandoning the work before it is complete, because it feels hard. Learn to recognize the difference. If you are quitting early, it's not self-care, it's self-sabotage. Another way to fight the temptation of comfort is to focus on your long-term vision. Ask yourself, if I quit now, will I regret it later? The answer is almost always yes. The comfort of stopping early lasts only for a moment, but the regret of not finishing can last for years. On the other hand, the satisfaction of staying consistent, even when it was hard, lasts a lifetime. Imagine how proud you will feel when you can look back and know you didn't give in, that you stayed the course when others dropped out. That pride is worth far more than the short-lived relief of quitting early. The secret to consistency is not intensity, it is repetition. Doing something every day, even in small amounts, is more powerful than big bursts of effort followed by long breaks. Consistency builds habits, and habits build results. If you work hard once in a while, you will always be starting over. If you work steadily, the compounding effect will carry you further than you imagined. Don't underestimate the power of small actions done daily. They may feel insignificant in the moment, but over time, they create massive transformation. You must also learn to control your environment. Comfort thrives in environments filled with distractions and temptation. If you surround yourself with constant ease, it will always be harder to stay disciplined. Create an environment that makes consistency easier. Remove distractions, prepare what you need in advance, keep reminders of your goals visible. When your environment supports your commitment, it becomes harder to give in to comfort. There will be days when your mind tells you to stop, that you've done enough. On those days, remind yourself why you started. Go back to the reason you wanted this in the first place. Write it down, read it aloud, visualize the future you are working toward. When the reason is strong enough, the temptation to quit loses its power. Your purpose must be greater than your desire for comfort. Staying consistent also requires patience. Comfort often convinces you to quit early because you can't yet see the results. You've been working, but the payoff hasn't arrived. This is when most people stop. They underestimate the time it takes to build something meaningful. But growth works in silence, before it shows itself. Progress is happening beneath the surface, even when you can't see it. Quitting early means you walk away before the reward has a chance to appear. Patience allows you to continue through that invisible stage until results finally come. Another truth is that consistency builds identity. Every time you stay committed when comfort tempts you, you reinforce the belief that you are a disciplined person. Over time, this becomes who you are. You no longer struggle with the same level of temptation, because consistency is now part of your identity. You don't have to think about whether or not you will follow through. You simply do it because it's who you are. This transformation only happens through repetition. Each choice builds the next. You must also prepare for setbacks. Consistency does not mean perfection. There will be days you slip, days you miss, days you feel weaker. But don't let one missed day turn into quitting altogether. The key is to get back on track immediately. The quicker you return to consistency, the stronger you become. Failure is not falling off, it is refusing to get back up. The reward of staying consistent is bigger than the achievement of your goals. The real reward is the kind of person you become. You become someone who can be trusted, someone who can be relied upon, someone who doesn't give up when things get difficult. That kind of character will serve you in every part of life. It will show in your work, your relationships, your health, your future. People respect those who are consistent because they are rare. So whenever comfort tempts you, remind yourself that you are not here for ease, you are here for growth. Remind yourself that you are not building for today, you are building for the future. Remind yourself that quitting early has never created greatness, but consistency always has. And then take the next step, no matter how small. That step may not seem like much in the moment, but it is the step that keeps you moving forward while others give in to comfort. Consistency is not about never feeling tempted. It is about not giving in to temptation. It is about doing the work regardless of mood, regardless of convenience, regardless of comfort. If you can master this, you will create a life built on progress, strength, and self-dependence. You will stop relying on temporary motivation and instead build habits that carry you through any season. The choice will always be there. Comfort now or results later. Most people choose comfort now and regret later. The few who choose consistency now enjoy results later. Decide which group you belong to. The decision is made not once, but every day, in every small choice. Stay consistent, resist the temptation to quit early, and you will create a life of stability and strength that cannot be shaken. That is the power of self-dependence, and that is the reward for choosing consistency over comfort.
Chapter 7. Choose your own path without depending on outside approval. One of the hardest lessons you will ever learn is that if you build your life around the approval of others, you will never truly live your own. Too many people are trapped in the endless cycle of pleasing, adjusting, and performing just to gain acceptance from those around them. They delay decisions because they want to make sure no one disagrees. They avoid risks because they don't want to look foolish. They hold back their true ambitions because they fear being judged. But here's the truth. If you wait for everyone to approve of your path, you will be waiting forever. There will always be someone who doubts you, someone who questions you, someone who tells you that your dream is too big or too unrealistic. If you want to depend on yourself, you must break free from that prison and choose your path based on your own values and vision. Approval feels good in the moment, but it comes with a price. The price is your independence. The moment you make choices just to keep others happy, you hand them control over your future. It might seem harmless in small things, but in time you realize you are living someone else's version of life, not your own. Think about how many people go to school for a degree they never wanted, take a job they hate, or stay in situations that drain them, all because they wanted approval. They wanted to avoid judgment. They wanted to be accepted, and later they look back with regret, realizing that they traded authenticity for comfort. When you choose your own path, you may not always get applause. In fact, sometimes you will face criticism, misunderstanding, even rejection, but that is the price of freedom. Approval is temporary, but regret lasts forever. You can handle disapproval, but you cannot handle the weight of knowing you never lived your life for yourself. The real question is not what will others think of me. The real question is, will I respect myself if I follow this path? That question should guide your decisions more than any outside opinion. Dependence on approval usually starts small. As children, we naturally seek the approval of parents, teachers, and friends. But as adults, if you don't outgrow that need, it becomes a chain. You start shaping every choice around how others might react. That chain keeps you stuck in the same patterns, never daring to step outside what is safe and acceptable. But growth does not happen in safety. Growth happens when you take responsibility for your choices and stop asking for permission to live. Choosing your own path is not about arrogance or ignoring wisdom. It is about knowing that at the end of the day, you are the one who has to live with the result. Advice can be helpful, guidance can be valuable, but the decision must be yours. If it fails, you will learn. If it succeeds, you will know that it was because you trusted yourself. Either way, you grow. But if you simply follow the path others set for you, you rob yourself of that growth. This is why clarity is so important. If you are unclear about who you are and what you want, you will always be swayed by outside opinions. You will jump from one direction to another based on the loudest voice around you. But when you take the time to reflect, to decide what matters to you, to set goals that align with your values, you gain strength. With clarity, you stop asking what will they think, and you start asking, does this align with who I want to become? That shift changes everything. Look at the people who built meaningful lives. They did not do it by chasing approval. They did it by choosing their path, often in the face of resistance. Their families sometimes doubted them. Their friends sometimes laughed at them. But they stayed true. And years later, those same people who doubted them are the ones who admire them. Approval often comes only after you've proven yourself. If you wait for it beforehand, you'll never be. One practical way to strengthen your independence from approval is to practice making small decisions without asking anyone. Decide what to eat, what to wear, what task to tackle, what book to read, without polling others. Train your mind to trust itself, then gradually apply that confidence to larger decisions. Each time you decide for yourself, you reinforce the belief that you are capable of steering your own life. That belief grows into self-trust, and self-trust is what allows you to walk your path, even when others disapprove. Another step is learning to handle criticism with strength. Criticism will come, no matter what you do. If you succeed, people will criticize. If you fail, people will criticize. If you play it safe, people will still criticize. So why not be criticized for living a life you actually want? Criticism does not define you unless you accept it as truth. Listen if there is something useful to learn, but never let it decide your direction. Your path must remain yours. Choosing your own path also means accepting responsibility for the consequence. When you stop depending on approval, you stop blaming others. You stop saying, I did this because they told me to. You begin saying, I chose this and I will handle the outcome. That is where real strength is born. Because even when things go wrong, you grow stronger from owning your choices. You gain wisdom and resilience that you never gain by hiding behind someone else's opinion. There will be moments when walking your path feels lonely. Others may not understand your decision. They may laugh, they may doubt, they may even leave. But loneliness is better than living a life where you abandon yourself. Over time, you will attract people who respect your independence, people who are drawn to your authenticity. But you must first be willing to stand alone. That willingness is what sets you apart. The temptation to seek approval will always be there. It will come from culture, from family, from friends, from society. They will tell you how you should live, what you should do, who you should be. But at the end of the day, none of them will live with the consequences. Only you will. That's why depending on approval is dangerous. It puts your future in the hands of people who won't walk in your shoes. Choosing your own path puts your future where it belongs, in your hand. To make this real, start by writing down what you truly want, not what others expect, not what you think will impress, but what you actually want for yourself. Be brutally honest. Then compare that with the path you are currently. Are you moving toward your own vision, or are you living someone else's plan? If the answer is the latter, it's time to make changes. They don't have to be dramatic at first. Small steps count, but each step you take in your own direction builds the life you were meant to live. The more you choose for yourself, the stronger you become. You stop feeling the constant anxiety of will they approve. You stop fearing rejection. You stop needing constant validation. Instead, you find peace in knowing you are walking your truth. That peace cannot be given by others. It comes only from within. This journey is not easy. It requires courage. It requires clarity. It requires the willingness to face disapproval. But the reward is freedom. The reward is a life of authenticity. A life where you look in the mirror and know you lived for yourself, not for the applause. And that reward is worth every challenge. So decide today. You will no longer depend on outside approval to choose your path. You will listen. You will learn. But you will decide. You will stop seeking permission to be yourself. You will trust your own vision. You will walk your road with confidence, even if you walk alone for a while. Because in the end, the only approval that matters is the one you give yourself. And when you learn to depend on yourself in that way, you gain a strength that no rejection, no doubt, no criticism can ever take away.
Chapter 8. Keep moving forward when nobody claps for your effort. One of the greatest challenges in life is to keep going when no one notices what you are doing. At first, it feels easy to move forward when people cheer you on, when they acknowledge your progress, when they give you recognition. But what happens when the applause stops? What happens when no one claps for your effort, when no one congratulates you, when no one even seems to care that you are working hard? That is when most people stop. They think their effort is wasted if it goes unseen. But if you want to truly depend on yourself, you must learn to keep moving forward even in silence. The world does not hand out applause for small steps, but those small steps are what change your life. When you eat healthy for one day, no one notices. When you save a little money, no one praises you. When you study quietly, no one claps. But keep repeating those actions over months and years, and your life transforms. The mistake people make is that they want recognition too early. They crave approval before the results arrive, and when they don't get it, they quit. This is why so many dreams fade. Not because people lack ability, but because they lack the patience to keep going without applause. There is something deeply important you must understand. Progress is not built on recognition. It is built on discipline. The applause may motivate you for a moment, but it cannot carry you through years of effort. What can carry you is your own commitment, your own vision, your own determination to keep moving forward regardless of who sees it. Every great achievement was built in silence before it was celebrated in public. You cannot skip that silent stage. If you are serious about growth, you must detach your effort from external validation. When you work only for recognition, you will always feel disappointed, because recognition is not constant. People are busy with their own lives. Sometimes they will notice you, most of the time they won't. You cannot afford to let their attention determine your persistence. What you can control is whether or not you keep showing up. That choice is always in your hands. The silence you face when no one claps is not proof that your effort is meaningless. It is simply part of the process. Think about how seeds grow. They spend months underground before anyone sees the plant. If the seed gave up because no one noticed, nothing would ever grow. Your work is the same. The results are forming beneath the surface, even when nobody sees them. If you quit because of silence, you never give your effort the chance to pay off. When you keep moving forward without applause, you build something far greater than recognition. You build self-respect. You prove to yourself that you are not doing this for attention. You are doing it because it matters. That inner respect is what makes you strong. People who rely on claps are fragile. They shine only when others feed them encouragement. The moment the encouragement stops, they collapse. But those who build self-respect through private consistency are unshakable. They know their worth is not measured by applause. Think about the times you wanted to quit because no one noticed your progress. You may have thought, why bother if no one cares? That question reveals the problem. You were doing it for them, not for yourself. The truth is, the people who succeed at the highest levels do it for reasons deeper than recognition. They do it because they refuse to betray their own potential. They do it because they know what they want their life to look like. They do it because they cannot accept staying the same. That is the kind of fuel you need. Internal, not external. This doesn't mean recognition feels bad. Of course it feels good. But you cannot depend on it. The moment you make applause the condition for your consistency, you give away your power. You put your future in the hands of others. You are no longer living by your own standards, but by their reactions. And reactions change constantly. You must be anchored in something stronger. Here's the truth. The day you stop expecting recognition for your effort is the day you start growing at a faster pace. You stop wasting energy on disappointment. You stop comparing yourself to others. You stop chasing attention. Instead, you put all your energy into the work itself, and that focus multiplies your progress. People may not see what you are doing now, but one day the results will be too big to ignore. That day will come only if you stay the course during the silent years. When you build this kind of mindset, you begin to enjoy the process itself. You learn to feel proud after finishing a task, even if no one claps. You learn to celebrate yourself quietly after keeping a promise. You learn to take satisfaction in discipline, not in attention. This is freedom, because now you are not at the mercy of others' approval. You own your motivation. One of the ways to strengthen this mindset is to set private goals. Not everything has to be shared. In fact, the most powerful goals are often the ones you keep to yourself. When you hit them, you know, and that is enough. You don't need likes. You don't need applause. You don't need validation. The pride of knowing you followed through is far greater than any outside reaction. Another way to build resilience against the silence is to remind yourself of the long-term vision. Ask yourself, why am I doing this? If your answer is shallow, like so people can praise me, you won't laugh. If your answer is deep, like because I want freedom, because I want health, because I want to fulfill my potential, then silence won't break you. The reason must be stronger than the temptation to stop. Do not confuse silence with failure. Just because people aren't clapping does not mean you are not progressing. Most of the world's important work is done without applause. Parents raising children, workers building infrastructure, students studying in late hours, all of this is progress. And yet most of it goes unnoticed, but that doesn't make it less valuable. The same is true for your effort. It matters even when nobody sees it. There will always be people who doubt you, ignore you, or fail to appreciate what you are doing. Don't let that stop you. Their silence is not your obstacle, unless you choose to make it one. Keep moving forward, because you said you would. Keep moving forward, because the future you want requires it. Keep moving forward, because your growth depends on it. Over time, results speak louder than applause. You won't need people to clap for every step because the transformation in your life will become visible. They will see the health you built, the skills you mastered, the stability you created. By then they may clap, but you won't even need it, because you will already know your value. The recognition will simply be a bonus, not the reason you kept going. So here is the challenge. Commit to moving forward, even when no one notices. Decide that your consistency does not require validation. Choose to keep showing up. Keep working. Keep improving. Even if you are the only one who sees it, that choice will separate you from the majority. Because most people quit in the silence. Most people need claps to keep going. You will not. You will be the kind of person who moves regardless of attention. And when you build that kind of strength, you become unstoppable, because nothing outside of you can control your drive, not applause, not silence, not doubt, not recognition. You will have trained yourself to depend only on your commitment. And that is a foundation no one can take away. That is how you keep moving forward, when nobody claps for your effort. That is how you build a life of resilience, independence, and lasting success.
Chapter 9. Rely on your discipline to carry you through struggle. Struggle is something you cannot avoid in life. Everyone goes through it in different forms. Financial difficulties, broken relationships, health challenges, career setbacks, moments of loneliness and periods of uncertainty. You cannot choose whether or not you will face struggle, but you can choose what you will lean on to get through it. Most people lean on feelings, hoping they will feel motivated, inspired, or confident when times are hard. But feelings are unreliable. They change with the weather. They rise and fall depending on the situation. What you need in struggle is something stronger, something steady, something you can depend on when everything else feels shaky. That something is discipline. Discipline means you do what needs to be done regardless of how you feel. It is the decision to stay consistent with your values and commitments, even when the emotions are gone. When struggle comes, emotions often turn against you. You feel tired, doubtful, fearful, discouraged. If you wait until you feel strong to act, you will not act at all. But if you have trained yourself in discipline, you move anyway. You wake up, you keep working, you keep pushing, you stay in the fight. That is how people survive the storms of life. Not through bursts of inspiration, but through discipline repeated over and over. Think of someone training their body. If they exercise only on the days they feel like it, they will never build strength. But if they commit to a routine, and they keep showing up no matter what, their body grows stronger, even when their mood is low. Life works the same way. The discipline you build in good times is what carries you through hard times. Without it, you break at the first sign of difficulty. With it, you bend but you don't collapse. Struggle has a way of testing your foundation. It asks, what have you been practicing? If you have been practicing excuses, you will rely on excuses in hard times. If you have been practicing laziness, you will rely on laziness in hard times. But if you have been practicing discipline, then when the storm comes, your instinct is to keep moving. Discipline becomes your anchor. It does not erase the pain, but it gives you the strength to keep walking through it. Many people quit in the middle of struggle because they expect life to get easier on its own. They wait for motivation to return. They wait for someone else to fix the problem. They wait for time to heal everything. But waiting does not solve the struggle. Action does. And discipline ensures that action continues even when the struggle feels overwhelming. It is discipline that gets you out of bed, discipline that keeps you working, discipline that makes sure you don't abandon yourself. Struggle is not defeated by feelings, it is defeated by persistence. There is something powerful about knowing you can rely on your own discipline. It gives you confidence that no matter what happens, you have the strength to keep going. You don't have to hope that life will always be easy. You don't have to wish for perfect circumstance. You know that you have trained yourself to keep moving forward in any condition. That confidence is priceless. It removes the fear of struggle because you know you are prepared to handle it. But how do you build discipline strong enough to carry you? It does not come overnight. It comes from small daily commitments kept again and again. Each time you tell yourself, "I will do this," and then follow through, you add a brick to the wall of your discipline. Over time, that wall becomes so strong that when struggle hits, you lean on it and it holds you up. If you want to know how strong your discipline is, look at how consistent you are with the small things. Do you keep your promises to yourself when no one is watching? Do you stay committed to habits even when they feel inconvenient?
Those small decisions prepare you for bigger struggle. Discipline also requires clarity. You must know what you are working toward and why it matters. Without a clear reason, struggle will crush your motivation. But with a clear reason, you can endure. The combination of clarity and discipline creates resilience. You know your goal and you know you will keep moving toward it regardless of obstacles. That certainty is what allows you to endure long seasons of difficulty without breaking. Another important truth is that discipline is often built before the struggle begins. You cannot expect to suddenly become disciplined in the middle of crisis if you have never practiced it before. This is why daily discipline is so important. It is like sharpening a sword before the battle. When the battle arrives, you don't have to scramble to prepare. You are already ready. Struggle then becomes an opportunity to use the strength you have built, rather than a disaster that catches you unprepared. There will be times when struggle feels endless, days when you wonder if your effort even matters, when the results are not visible, when everything feels heavy. Those are the days when discipline becomes your lifeline. You may not see progress today, but you know that discipline ensures progress is happening. Even if it is slow, even if it is invisible, it is building. This knowledge allows you to keep going one more day, and then another until the breakthrough finally comes. Some people misunderstand discipline. They think it is about punishment, about forcing yourself harsh. But real discipline is about loyalty to your future, to your values, to your best self. It is the steady hand that guides you when emotions are unstable. It is not cruel. It is protective. It makes sure you don't abandon yourself in moments of weakness. It makes sure your choices align with the life you truly want. That is why discipline is freedom. It frees you from being a prisoner of moods and circumstances. When you rely on discipline during struggle, you begin to notice something. The struggle itself starts to shape you. It teaches you patience, endurance, and strength that comfort could never teach. And because you remain disciplined, you come out of the struggle not just surviving, but stronger than before. You realize that you don't have to fear difficulty, because you now have proof that you can handle it. That realization transforms your entire outlook on life. The people who inspire us most are not those who had no struggles, but those who faced enormous challenges and kept going. They relied on discipline when nothing else was available. They kept moving when they were tired, when they were discouraged, when they felt alone. That is why their stories resonate, because they show what is possible when a person refuses to give up. You can become that kind of person too, not by wishing for an easy life, but by building discipline that carries you through the hard one. So whenever you find yourself in the middle of struggle, remember this: your feelings will not carry you. Your motivation will not last. Your circumstances will not always favor you. But your discipline, if you build it, will never abandon you. It will hold you steady. It will push you forward. It will keep you in the fight until the struggle passes. And it will pass. Struggles are temporary, but the strength you gain from discipline lasts forever. This is why you must make discipline your closest ally. Train it daily. Strengthen it in small ways. Protect it fiercely. Because when life tests you, and it will, it is your discipline that will decide whether you crumble or endure. Rely on it, and you will find that no struggle is too heavy to survive. Rely on it, and you will discover that you are stronger than you ever imagined. Rely on it, and you will learn what it truly means to depend on yourself. Chapter 10. Prove your worth to yourself through real results. The greatest validation you will ever receive does not come from applause, from praise, or from recognition. It comes from results that you create with your own hands, your own effort, and your own discipline. Too many people waste years trying to convince others of their worth with words, with appearances, with promises. They talk about what they are going to do, They imagine what they might achieve, but they never follow through long enough to see tangible proof. At the end of the day, talk does not change your life. Results do. And if you want to depend on yourself, if you want to trust your strength, then you must prove your worth, not through empty claims, but through visible, undeniable results that no one can argue with. When you achieve something through consistent action, it changes the way you see yourself. You don't have to beg for respect because you know you've earned it. You don't have to defend your abilities because the evidence speaks louder than anything you could say. Real results are a mirror that reflects back your discipline, your resilience, and your persistence. They show you who you are becoming in a way that nothing else can. When you look at results you've created, you feel a confidence that is deeper than motivation. It is trust. It is self-belief grounded in reality. The problem is that most people quit before the results come. They want progress after a few days, recognition after a few weeks, success after a short season. But life does not reward impatience. Results take time, and the time between starting and seeing results is where most people give up. They get discouraged because the change is not visible yet. They start doubting themselves, wondering if their effort even matters. That's where you must be different. You must keep going until the evidence appears, because it will appear if you stay consistent long enough. Proving your worth to yourself is not about comparing your results to others. It is about setting a standard for yourself and reaching it. If you said you would save a certain amount, prove it by doing it. If you said you would build a habit, prove it by sticking to it. If you said you would develop a skill, prove it by practicing until it is yours. Each result, no matter how small, becomes proof that you can trust yourself. And the more proof you collect, the stronger your self-respect grows. You cannot build confidence with empty promises. Every time you tell yourself you will do something and fail to follow through, you weaken your belief in yourself. Your words lose meaning, even in your own mind. But every time you follow through and see results, even small ones, you strengthen that belief. You begin to understand that you are capable of creating change, that your effort matters, that you can count on yourself. That inner certainty is far more powerful than waiting for anyone else to validate you. Results are not just about big achievements. They are about consistency in daily actions that add up over time. Losing a few pounds after weeks of discipline is a result. Reading a stack of books after months of study is a result. Building savings little by little is a result. Each of these becomes evidence of your character. It's not about showing others, it's about proving to yourself that you are not just talking, you are acting. The results remind you that your life is moving forward because of choices you made, not because of luck or chance. There will always be people who underestimate you, who doubt your abilities, who fail to see your potential. Arguing with them is a waste of energy. The best way to silence doubt is through results. When your results show up, the arguments disappear. People may still talk, but they cannot deny what they see. And more importantly, you no longer need their approval, because you have already earned your own. Struggle becomes easier when you focus on results. Motivation may fade, but when you start stacking evidence of progress, you gain momentum. Each small result makes you hungrier for the next. You realize that your worth is not a theory. It is being proven day by day through action. That kind of proof builds resilience. It reminds you that even when challenges come, you have already shown that you can persist and achieve. The discipline required to produce results often feels thankless in the beginning. No one claps for your early mornings. No one celebrates your quiet sacrifices. No one notices the effort behind the scenes, but keep going. Results are delayed recognition. They may not show immediately, but when they arrive, they tell the story of every sacrifice, every repetition, every choice you made when nobody was watching, and those results are yours. No one can take them away. To prove your worth to yourself, you must be specific about what you want to achieve. Vague goals create vague results. Decide clearly, what will you accomplish? How will you measure it? By when? This clarity creates accountability. You know when you've succeeded and when you haven't. Without clear results, you may fool yourself into thinking you're making progress when you are only staying busy. Real proof comes from measurable outcomes that show you the truth. There is a deep satisfaction that comes when you look at the results of your effort. It is not pride in words, it is pride in evidence. The muscles you built, the knowledge you gained, the money you saved, the skills you mastered, all of these are undeniable. They remind you that you are not powerless, that you are not at the mercy of circumstance. They remind you that you can create change, that you can shape your life, that you can depend on yourself. At some point, you must stop waiting to feel worthy and start proving it. Too many people walk around hoping to feel confident, hoping to feel valuable, hoping to feel strong, but feelings are unreliable. Results create real confidence. When you have evidence that you follow through, you no longer hope to feel strong. You know you are strong. You no longer hope to feel capable. You know you are capable. That shift changes the way you carry yourself, the way you think, and the way you live. You also need to remember that proving your worth is a lifelong process. It does not end with one achievement. Results build upon results. Each success lays the foundation for the next. You don't stop after one victory. You continue because you know there is more in you to bring out. Proving your worth is not about arriving at a final point. It is about continually setting new standards and meeting them. This process keeps you growing and keeps your self-respect alive. When you rely on results as your proof, you no longer have to chase validation. You don't have to convince people with words. You don't have to boast or explain. You simply live your life, do the work, and let the results speak. That kind of quiet strength is far more powerful than loud declarations. It builds a reputation of reliability, both in your own eyes and in the eyes of others. People come to respect those who deliver, not those who only talk. So ask yourself, what results will you create to prove your worth to yourself? Where in your life have you been relying on words instead of evidence? What promises have you made that are waiting to be fulfilled? Start there. Choose one area and begin producing results. They may be small at first, but they are proof. And once you see them, you will not want to go back to living on empty talk. You will want more evidence, more growth, more results that remind you of your true strength. In the end, your worth cannot be built on illusion. It must be grounded in what you actually do. Words fade, opinions change, but results remain. They are the legacy of your effort. They are the record of your discipline. They are the story of your life, written in actions, not in promises. If you want to depend on yourself, stop searching for outside validation and start creating results that you can point to with pride. That is how you prove your worth to yourself, not with speeches, not with appearances, but with undeniable evidence of your own growth and persistence. Each result is a declaration that you can be trusted, that your words mean something, that your effort matters. And when you live this way, you never again doubt your own value, because you have already proven it to yourself through results that cannot be denied.